Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Taking a look at Pat Pagano's weekend forecast. Well, today, showers and thunderstorms, 65 to 70. Same for tonight, showers, mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, there'll be showers, 65 to 70. On Sunday, some sun, scattered showers or thunderstorm, 75 to 80. And Monday will be hazy and more humid, temperature in the mid-80s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. The movie house is inviting members, friends, and neighbors to stop by and see their newly renovated space. They've got an informal open house going on today from 4 till 6 p.m. at 48 Main Street in Millerton. You can join them for wine and cheese and have a look around. You don't have to stay to see a movie, but of course, they'd love it if you did. More information at themoviehouse.net. A story by Ruth Epstein yesterday in the Republican American. Proposed erection of a cell tower on Wake Robin Inn property on Sharon Road in Lakeville brought statements out during the Connecticut Siding Council's public communication on Tuesday. The comment period was held in the evening following testimony earlier in the day by representatives of New Singular Wireless, the company applying to construct, maintain, and operate the 100-foot telecommunications facility. The hearing was held remotely. Property owners in the shores of Lake Winnescapamuck and Twin Lakes are at odds over proposed expansion of regulatory rules by Salisbury's Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In a story that was in Tri-Corner News, the Lakeville Journal, the enlarged activity zone would expand the Wetlands Commission's review authority to land within 200 feet of a lake or watercourse and with 100 feet of any wetland. Under the current proposal, the zone is 75 feet, which already exceeds the minimum requirements set by the state. After hearing from the community about that restaurant at 2938 Church Street in Pine Plains, the Pine Plains Planning Board has approved the KTV Property LLC site plan and application at a public hearing continued on Wednesday. From the Millerton News, from Crumpets to the New Age Diner, Church Street building has housed a variety of restaurants during the last 30 years. For its next incarnation, KTV principal Jack Branning wants to rent the building to former Stissing House owners Michael and Patricia Jean, who want to open a restaurant serving primarily French food for dinner 5 nights a week and brunch on Sundays. The long-abandoned Millbrook landmarks, two of them will be returned to a new park and community center under a plan announced this week. The Millbrook Community Partnership set out to demolish the former Bennett College campus and create a new park, while also reconstructing the adjacent Thorne Building into a community center. With that partnership, the Thorne Building Community Center, the Millbrook Tribute, and the Thorne family got together a plan to raise $20 million to complete those two projects. Combining the two projects will allow for a single developer become responsible for things like fundraising, oversight, and management of the future properties, according to Thorne. Three languishing Great Barrington sites prioritized for cleanup, with one project underway. A cleanup of one prominent toxic waste site is underway in Great Barrington, and officials are prioritizing two more of the town's polluted properties for cleanups that they hope will lead to something new. They also plan to hold a community meeting this summer to discuss those three sites along with the public. This month, the contractor for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency removed polluted soil from the Reed Cleaner site on Main Street. The agency sampled it as workers dug it out of the rear of the storefront to see how much more needed to be removed. And now the town is waiting for a final report with the results, according to the town planner. Speaking to the select board at its goal meeting on Monday, he said that the town is prioritizing the work to clean up Cook's Garage as well and what is known as Carpenter's Variety site on Main Street between Berkshire Community College and the Sears Castle. Since 1929, the Boston Pops has presented a free July 4th concert on Boston's Esplanade Reimagined, starting in 1974 with fireworks and cannons for the grand finale and televised nationally on CBS and other networks in recent decades. This Sunday, the tradition resumes after a hiatus last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. In recent years, the celebratory event typically attracted at least 500,000 spectators in Boston. So this summer, it's been relocated to Tanglewood with a capacity crowd of 9,000 in keeping with the health and safety precautions as the pandemic recedes. All those 9,000 tickets have been distributed, meaning the celebratory event is sold out. Governor Ned Lamont is preparing to ask the legislature to extend Connecticut's state of emergency due to COVID-19 beyond July 20th. Lamont said this week he continues to be wary of the ongoing coronavirus threat, even amid the state's plummeting infection, hospitalization, and death rates. The General Assembly in May voted to extend the public health and civil preparedness emergencies that the governor first declared in early March of 2020. State employees in Connecticut who had been working from home under temporary COVID-19 work rules are returning to state workplaces. Effective yesterday, the state government was reverting to pre-pandemic telework rules that only allow eligible employees to work up to 50% of their work week from home. In mid-May, the governor announced a return to the old telework rules on July 1st because of the improving public health conditions of the state's COVID-19 outbreak. In Cornwall on July 3rd from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., the Historical Society exhibit Map Stories, opening the Cornwall Historical Society at 7 Pine Street in Cornwall. The exhibit Map Stories, select maps from Cornwall's Historical Society collection. It opens for the summer on Saturday from 10 until 3. On Saturday from 10:30 till 12:30, it's music in West Cornwall at the Wish House. It's the original farm market, 10:30 to 12:30, and there'll be lively jazz celebrating American song. Fête de Fleurs 2021 from Berkshire Botanical Garden taking flight on Saturday from 5 till 8 p.m. For more information, berkshirebotanical.org on the web. The Hamlet Committee in Hillsdale presents Hillsdale Flea, a Hamlet Park at Hillsdale, New York, southwest of Routes 22 and 23 intersection on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. $10 early bird admission at 8 a.m. Admission is free after 9. There's something for everybody: vintage furniture, housewares, antiques, clothing, crafts, toys, and bric-a-brac. The rain date is July 4th from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. More information at 518-938-1400. Sharon Pharmacy celebrating 60 years in business with a big celebration on Saturday, July 3rd at the Sharon Pharmacy in the Sharon Shopping Center, beginning at 11 o'clock, going throughout the day. We'll be there live from 11 until 2. We'll have our gift certificate table there. There'll also be entertainment with a band. There'll be hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and soda. A grand prize of a $100 gift certificate, a prize for the winner of the kids' Pin the Jacket on Ed Hecox. All day giveaways, prize drawings, stuffed gift bag, and more. You do not be present to win, and you do not need to make a purchase. On Sunday, the transfer station for Salisbury Sharon will be closed. A field day outdoor exhibit reception takes place on Saturday from 4 till 6 p.m. with all proceeds assisting the Sandersfield Arts Center. Admission is pay what you can. A suggested donation of $20 per person. More information, log on to sandfieldartscenter.org. In case of inclement weather, the event will then be held on July the 4th. On July 3rd, once again, firewalks are back at Lime Rock Park with no COVID restrictions. The Salisbury Rotary Club presents the fireworks, and admission is $20 per car or $5 per person walking in. Infield and outfield gates open at 6. All concession stands will be open. Bring your lawn chair and picnic blanket and enjoy the night. Fireworks will be shut off around 9:15 to 9:20. The gates open at 6. Please, no pets allowed on premises. The Aston Magna Foundation on Main Street in Great Barrington presents a series of free online summer concerts, the Three French Masters performing selections on Saturday, July 3rd at 7 p.m. Donations are welcome. More information, log on to astonmagna.org. 4th of July fireworks coming up in Dutchess County. On July 3rd at Dutchess Stadium, family-friendly evening starts with the screening of a movie, National Treasure, capped off with a fireworks show. The Hudson Valley Renegades will be playing away that weekend, 6:30. Tickets are $15 at Dutchess County Stadium on Route 9D in Wappingers Falls. MILB.com/Hudson Valley. Now, not all the other shows are going on normally. There's fireworks displays in the city of Poughkeepsie. Their annual show from their vantage point along the walkway over the Hudson will not be held this year. There will also not be shows in Newburgh or Rhinebeck area, amongst others. Now, on Sunday, July 4th at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the second annual Great Berkshire Scavenger Hunt. Solve clues, discover sites in Berkshire County, and maybe win some prizes. More information and to register at eventbrite.com/great-Berkshire Scavenger Hunt. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them at interlakenin.com and also on Facebook and Instagram. Also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. And underwriting support from Vialte Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialteinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,633.53, the NASDAQ at 14,522.38, and the S&P 500 at 4319.94. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.